Everybody go on mute, please.
Welcome, everyone. All right. So wherever you are on this glorious planet, I'll invite you to close your eyes, centering in on your breath as you take some deep prana breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Feeling that conscious breath moving throughout your body. And allowing any cares or worries or any thoughts just to simply drain out of your system. Clearing some space inside. And just feeling that breath moving you into spacious body, spacious heart, and spacious mind. Creating an open vessel to receive. Imagine connecting to the earth and to the stars. Connecting with each soul around this circle. And imagine us wherever we are on planet Earth, that we're creating a beautiful web of light stretching across the continents. Let's take another deep breath, anchoring this in the present here and now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Hi, Christine. Well, I just noticed that Diane popped off. All right, let me just go check with her. Hold on just a sec.
So, did you all have a nice centering?
Yes, we did.
Okay, great. Can you see Megan? Come on over.
No, I'm fine.
No. Come on. Okay, everybody. Are you ready to share about how you've been using your time, money, talents, emotions, and other resources as a master? Who'd like to start, please? Well, I can start with Tamira. That's great. She's not here. Okay. She is with her grandson and his parents now, and helping to take care of him because he's been having some nonstop regurgitating, and they're really worried about him, and the parents are just stretched beyond any imagination. So she's gone to give them a spell. So Tamir says, how I'm using my resources as a master during the virus self-quarantine time. Foremost, let me get this bigger so I can see it. Foremost, I endeavor to bring conscious appreciation and gratitude to as many moments as I can. I continue to savor a more flexible experience with time, in particular, enjoying delightfully self-indulgent choices like unlimited inner and inner-outer observation and a slower pace of life. I bring attention to replacing habitual active doing with simply being. I am appreciating the gift of unscheduled time for focusing without specific goals or purpose, time in which to be present with and outside of myself, to acknowledge and experience myself and others as the love that we are, to share present moments with others, one-on-one, and in community, locally and globally. Explore new ways of communicating that bridge and connect despite current physical restrictions. Consciously allow the unknown to feel and be intriguing rather than threatening. Be mindfully observant from a place of compassion, acceptance, and wonder. All of this to the best of my ability. I love all the moments that are appearing for more intimate and personal sharing and exchanging of energies in the form of money, service, truly listening and responding with full attention, appropriately assisting and supporting where needed and invited, and encouraging awareness that we are all the same one with a capital O. So thank you, Tamir, for participating, even though this moment didn't turn out to be convenient for you. So who would like to go next, please? Okay, let's go with Christine. Thank you. Let's do about 3 minutes each. I think that'll work out time-wise. Thank you.
I feel very grateful that my choir decided to do a weekly singing where the choir director sings on her piano in the living room. We're all muted and we sing with her. And that has just, every week, that has lifted my energy towards hope. And I wanted to share that because it was so powerful last night. I think it's also being fully present. I'm walking with a few people with that 10 feet apart. We walk pretty far apart and we're choosing places. It's been quite a challenge to find a place to walk, but we have managed to find some open space recently. And that we do share when we walk, we share about what maybe something that's uplifting rather than, you know, the challenges that we're hearing all day long. And I think that for myself, as a healthcare person, what was really uplifting for me today, I did a webinar today at noon. And basically what it was is offering people a solution that they could feel empowered with, which really made a big difference for me. Dr. Miller and I basically donated a lot of time, as we're all doing, to the cause. And I just want to share very briefly with people, there's some new data that shows that when you strengthen the gut bacteria, you strengthen the lungs, and that the gut-brain axis, you know, the connection is the same as the gut-lung axis. And so I was sharing that the good news is that as we fortify, as we are strengthening when we come back out, we have to really work on our immune system, that it doesn't have to be so catastrophic for people that have the ability to do things for themselves. And that's what makes the biggest difference in my life when I work with clients, is to just tell them, you have resources, you can expand. I tell myself that as I work on myself. But I had not seen all the research in the last few days. There was a lot of data on that we're not, it's not in the news. What's in the news is how horrible it is, that, you know, all the bad stuff. What's not in the news is that the gut health and the immune system health can be boosted with a lot of different ways, and that we are empowered. And part of the empowerment for me was, there's been very major, the news, even one line, I'm on a news fast, but just one line when it comes across, you know, has taken me down sometimes about, oh my God, the most deathly day in California. So I tell myself, out of 20 million people in California, there were, you know, this many, this happened, 150 people out of 20 million. And yes, we pray for them. And I feel a lot of compassion. I've had very hard times. I try to be outside, put my feet on the ground through my prayers, my spiritual practices. And I'm also doing a lot of volunteer work online, which really helps me to know that I'm supporting people. So I really, what I find is to show up in my heart, whenever I feel that, just do something for somebody else. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Who would like to be next, please? Okay, Denise, thank you. Put on my clock.
Thank you. My battery died, so I don't have my. So the main one that comes up is time as a resource. It's, I was already living pretty quietly before this came, so my schedule has not changed that much. I mean, I do a lot online, but that hasn't changed. And so what's been interesting about this time is in spite of the fact that I am at home and I'm not running around and physically doing things, I'm also feeling that pull of being much quieter and more still. So I find myself really valuing or noticing or being with the way I use my time a lot more and looking at the ways that I've, you know, again, like Christine said, the more habitual ways of using it and calls that I'm on, do you really want to be on that call? And just starting to look at where can I free up more time, because it feels like there is some deep processing happening, some big changes that are internal that want to happen, and that things need to be quieter and stiller so that they can come to the fore. So I've really started, it hasn't really changed my behavior much. Today I signed up for 3 more calls. I mean, go figure, even after telling myself this, I'm still signing up for stuff. But I am starting to at least notice it, which I think is a step in the right direction. And hopefully I can, you know, kind of prune a little bit and actually kind of make some more time. And then the other part that does come up is, you mentioned emotionally, is I don't know what Stella's experiencing today, but I have been experiencing a lot of emotion and really just sort of being willing to be a conduit for it. I don't know where it's coming from most of the time. It's not personal. It's not me. I did have one owie that was more personal to me yesterday, but it was, most of it is not. And I don't know what it is. And so just trying to not overinterpret it or take it personally or anything, letting it flow through and kind of whatever that does for the whole. Thank you.
You have 42 seconds left. Congratulations. Megan said to me when you were talking about don't know where it comes from, we just had the astrology weekend with Megan recently, some of us, and she was helping me place the 12th house moon is where we process the transpersonal emotions of humanity. And I happen to have the same, so it's good to know. Who's next, please? Elena, thank you.
Hi, everyone. So I feel similar, Denise, to what you just expressed, in that it hasn't changed my life a lot. So much schedule wise, I work a lot at home, so I'm working a lot at home. it is changing a few things about work, like I don't go see people obviously as much. The biggest thing that's really changing for me is now when I'm outside, not only am I at home, all my neighbors are at home, so I'm meeting all my neighbors in ways that I didn't before. I might have just seen them in their yard, but now I'm actually like, I stop because they're outside and I talk to them. And I actually have a map where I have little boxes drawn for houses and people's names because it's hard to remember. And I had to redo the map because it's so much bigger with more people. And so that part has been really beautiful to interact with people in such a kind of pedestrian way. That's, I find that part quite beautiful. And also just to know that people are home. It's really lovely to be out walking in my neighborhood and having a feeling of community that's actually like, wow, people are here, you know, instead of off at their jobs or something like that. So it's kind of, I don't exactly know what that feeling is, but it's some really nice sort of grounded community feeling that's quite beautiful. So there is that, and also the sense of pause and slow down that I feel from everyone else being more at home. And then things like there's not as many planes in the sky and it's just quieter, stuff like that. And also similar to Denise, though, I think that one thing that's really different to me is I feel a lot of fear, and most of it does not appear to be mine. I mean, I think it has to be in me, or I wouldn't, when it comes through, I wouldn't resonate to it. You know, my little fear tuning fork wouldn't go, wee. But that's been amazing. Like, some of the fear that just kind of waves through is like, whoa. And then just with people, communities that I connect with, you know, helping them think about how to use our practices to deal with fear. And then just looking at, you know, I've stopped going on social media at all. Not that I do a lot of it, but I used to do some of it for work. And I just stopped because there's so much fear being promulgated. And in the news, I also normally just look at headlines, and even that's like, wow. It's been a really good time of learning for me of like how to deal with my own fear, and also how to help other people as much as I can with that. That's been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's amazing, you know, in 3 minutes how much we can share. It's extraordinary. Who's next, please? Adrian. I'm setting my clock.
Adrian, you're still on mute.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, I'm hearing everyone talking about a chance to slow down, and I did initially feel that and was really enjoying and relishing that. However, I started taking a whole bunch of courses as I do. That's the way I do things. I love learning. And so I've kind of let myself go with that and just going off in this new direction, learning and exploring. And I just feel really juiced up. Like, yeah, I'm a little bit at the edge of, I need to reel this in a little bit and discern a little bit more about, because I'm actually spending too much time sometimes. What's really interesting is that I feel like I've dropped a lot of, addictions. They've just kind of slid right off somewhere, and I don't know where they are, waiting for something else to come in and take its place. I'm just going to, because I'm a little tired now, so I'm not remembering right at the moment, so I wrote things down. Okay, resources. I am using some of my skills to play with giving and receiving. So just offering my services and not just to explore that whole feeling of just giving people, because you know, they can really use that right now, I think. Oh, geez, I only have 1 minute left. I'm making a lot of phone calls with people so that I'm actually in touch by phone. And I'm just really clear that I'm not texting. It's just, I just don't want to do that. So discernment and choices. I feel like I'm really feeling into how I can drilling down to the subtleties of being a master, because it feels like there's a lot of subtle stuff in there that can get just overridden completely if I don't catch it, such as having difficulties with interactions. Like, yeah, there's my own showing up for myself, but there's also then the interactions with other that I'm exploring and trying to navigate that with more skill. And that is my time. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. We do have the 42 seconds that Denise didn't use. So if anybody wants that, just say, you know, I claim that 42 seconds or 25 of the 42 or whatever. So did you have anything that you wanted to say that you didn't have time for, Adrian?
Okay, I'll add in a couple more seconds. 42 seconds. Okay, so I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing exercise and really getting jived with that. I'm kind of combining exercise with doing speed walks around the block, and it feels like, oh my gosh, this is just so, it's just so, and we're having the most amazing spring. So I couldn't be happier with that part. And yeah, really taking care of myself. Thank you.
Excellent. Wow. Inspiring. I did mention to Megan how fresh you look. So I think whatever you're doing with the addictions disappearing and going somewhere and doing all your exercise and learning, and it shows. It really does show. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Who would like to go next? Ah, okay, Cynthia. Welcome. And
hi. Thank you. You know, my journey has been, because I've been through a year of cancer treatment, so it's been slowing down and away from work and learning and being home. But what's been different is not having all the appointments. And so it's been wonderful, but I'm noticing to having all the time that sometimes having a little structure helps with that. And I have several spiritual practices that I do very regularly, and then the walks and that's been put in place, and I've had time. But then there's so many projects that I want to do, or so many things that I can spin out in trying to figure out the right thing. And it's like the kid in the candy store with all the lovely free offerings online. And so using my resources and trying to, it's a practice of presence and of listening to, and starting the day with a prayer of how can I use this day in the highest and best way? And to follow that, but to sit in that sometimes is uncomfortable, since most of my life I've been super busy. So I'm loving the time, and I'm loving the slower life and the simpler life, and watching my habits of accomplishing things for worth, self-worth, or to make the day meaningful. Whereas being present, and our spring here in Seattle is over the top. And it's just so fresh. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, I miss that bud opening up. And so I've loved having that time to be in the garden every day and watch. And I find myself, again, like chasing, oh, I want to see that plant, or as opposed to just being in the, you know, that place. It's been lovely having more time to putter in the garden. And in our neighborhood, there is a sharing of resources. Folks are sharing seeds. I went around with a huge bouquet of Swiss chard and delivered 5 of these bouquets. I helped organize a social distance street dance that we're doing on Saturdays, where we're doing kind of old school, line dance and just some free dance stuff, and it's so uplifting and so fun. And then there's and also bringing leisure activity back into my, like, I've done 3 jigsaw puzzles, and I haven't done those since I was a kid. Or there's just these moments of thinking that there's these things that I cherished at one point and haven't had time for. So that's a huge thing that were so sweet. So anyway, thank you. I heard the bell.
Okay. Subtle, not so subtle.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. I have no concept of time with sometimes, because I get a little nervous and then.
Okay. So, that worked well. Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia. Who would like to go next? This is really lovely to share. Thank you so much, everybody. Okay, Stacy, I think your hand was up before Jim showed, so.
Hey, I didn't really have time to prepare for tonight, so I might just say a couple of things. I guess I'm just kind of noticing that, well, because I work at home anyway, that it's kind of more of the same, but really working a little bit less, and I really like that. So it's just like balance and putting effort into making sure that I attend to everybody and everything that I want to attend to. And, you know, whether it's my sister or my kids or my mother or my friends that live out of town or in town. Just kind of having fun. Well, there's nothing really to spend money on. So I find that I'm very blessed that I'm not worried about money. And I am kind of having fun devoting myself to just kind of gifting people with maybe extra that more than what they're expecting. And so, because I'm enjoying kind of putting myself in other people's shoes and going, okay, well, if I moved, we just had some people move some patio furniture for us yesterday. And I thought, well, you know, if I was this guy moving furniture for somebody, how much would I like to have? And so I'm just kind of having fun being generous and just kind of, I'm just enjoying myself and being happy. And also, kind of like Adrian, I tend to take a lot of courses, and I try not to, and I try not to overdo it. But there's this Food Revolution Summit going on right now. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. Yes. And so I don't have time to listen to everything, but I'm trying to listen to little bits here and there. And so I'm really wanting to devote myself to improving my diet with eating less meat and just really paying attention to my body more than in the past about, okay, what does my body really want right now? Because I've been dieting my entire life since my parents put me on a diet at the age of 9. So it's kind of like this confusion for me about, well, what should I be eating and what's the right way to feed myself? And so just this week, I've kind of moved more into that direction. So it's kind of like, I don't really know where I'll go from one day to the next. It's a kind of a lovely adventure. And so, yeah, I think that's it for now. Thank you.
Jim, would you like to go next?
Hi, everyone. It's good to see you all again. Time seems to be the key resource that we're all addressing. And the Grand Council has actually given Megan and me the task to fill our time, at least a lot of my time, and that is purging the house and cleaning the garage. And it has been a great physical chore, for sure. And they never really said benefit was going to be for us, and I'm discovering it, and that is a release. I have made a dozen or more trips to our house next door where they have a four or five-year-old and a 7-8-year-old with toys and things that were Jake's, that some of which had hardly ever been used, and they have been so appreciative. So, and they look forward to it, and I go and knock on the 4-year-old daughter. They have a window right next to the door, and yeah, I can see her face. It's Mr. Jim. And hi, Mr. Jim. And it's opened up that doorway with her for me, which I am just loving. I love her parents. They're amazing. They're beautiful people. They're absolutely amazing neighbors. And then I'm selling stuff on, you know, in our next door neighbor website, and just getting rid of stuff I got books that are out on the curb, and you know, people are just taking things. And there's been an openness, as people have mentioned, with neighbors and connections being made that had never been made or strengthened, that were sort of there but not strong. And I also will say, energetically, I have been giving myself permission to sleep more. All of my working lives, I got up and was out of the house often before Meg was even stirring. And I'm allowing myself to let her get up now because she's still working. And I am not, other than studying and doing things that some of you are doing as well. So that's been very for me. I guess that's all I can say about that. And I just will share something that came out of a scary scenario. I heard that my nephew had been found unconscious and unresponsive and was in the hospital, and we were all being kept up by my brother-in-law, who is a physician's assistant, and through my sister, who's a nurse, and the news kept coming in. And that first day, Diane said, "Why would you like the three of us to sit together?" Which we did. And I allowed my energy to be overwhelmed as it was, and broke down in tears. And Meg said, "You want me to leave?" And I said, "That would be great." So there was just, I felt a masterful release of energy. And I know I'm over time. I forgot to start my clock myself, but that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Who would like to go next, please?
Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Yeah, I guess like Jim, I've been feeling lots and not running away from any of it, not trying to change any of it. Not before I would try to get to a better place. And now I'm sensing more. I'm allowing myself to feel without trying to change anything or label it or anything, just be with it. And it's been coming and going. This morning, I think it was yesterday or just this morning, I felt a little out of sorts. And I just allowed it to be. And whatever it is that I'm picking up is, I'm not seeking for an answer or anything like that. Just, so I feel... I feel I can relax more with things, relaxing more in my body, being more in my body. And the one thing that I realized that was happening is that last week and the week before is that I started to, I guess, stand up for myself more and be more accountable. And I realized that there was a two-part to it. I realized that as I was more accountable for myself, my actions, my thoughts, my doings, my expectation of others decreased a lot. And as if there was an understanding that all in good time, everyone has their day to deal with. Everyone has their personal stuff to deal with. All is in good intention, and everyone is benevolent. And so with that, there's more of a flow that I'm staying in. I've been in the last couple of weeks, I've been super, super tired at needing to sleep 2 to 3 hours sometimes every day, a nap, and still sleeping at night. And so I do get, I am busy for about 3 hours in the morning. I'm doing the garden and I have a nap and I get up and I do more things as my energy permits. And one thing that I realize is that, you know, I heard the angel and the devil on each side is like, one side says, do this now, do the dishes now. The other one says, no, you don't have to do the dishes right now. Take it easy, you know, and realize that I've been going back and forth like this for a long time. And so allowing myself to be accountable and do the dishes and have less clutter in my subconscious that creates stagnation and confusion. And so working on that, I feel like I'm doing a lot of planetary healing right now.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the planetary healing. Yes. At all. Thank you very much. And Stacy, I didn't say thank you when you went off because you said thank you. So I just wanted to come back and say thank you to you for sharing as well. Thank you. Next, please. Who would like to be next? Zara.
Okay. Well, my theme is kind of similar to what I've been hearing because it's a lot to do with time, just having more time and then having the choice of what do I want to do with that time and how do I want to invest it. And I've really been enjoying that spaciousness in my life. But as everyone's been sharing, I've been realizing I actually have been jamming it in pretty hard, creating structure. And I'm kind of inspired right now to think about maybe giving myself even more space to just be. What I've been doing every day is I've been doing a lot of spiritual practice and daily meditation and working with my altar and doing ritual and ceremony and just really enjoying that I have the space to do that. And of course, working in the garden and doing more nurturing and self-care, cooking and going for walks with my dog. But the other part of it is sort of like what Adrian was talking about engaging with learning. And I've been educating myself about things that are going on in the world. And, you know, I kind of have a peripheral awareness of it, but a lot of times I'm so busy, I don't feel like I have time and space to watch the documentaries and videos that a lot of my friends send me. But and sometimes the what's going on in the world is kind of intense and hard to be with and deal with. And but I feel quite balanced and quite centered. So I feel that I can watch these things and I'm not thrown off. I'm just like, okay, this is what's happening. And then, you know, balancing that with and what do I want to do or how do I want to be in my own life. And for me, just having the awareness of what's going on is somehow it feels empowering, even though I don't feel like I have a lot of power to change things. But I do appreciate knowing. And, you know, some of the things I've been looking at are have to do with like the 5G technology, the children that are being rescued in the States over these past months. And things like plastic pollution, and also like the human trafficking, which is one that really bothers me. What I was amazed by with a lot of this stuff was the numbers of people that are involved and how, like, of course we hear about it and then we know it happens. I heard of somebody that was rescued, you know, in the city where I live from a domestic servitude situation. But I just had no idea that it was involving millions of people around the world. So it's just been good for me to kind of take my head out of the sand and use my time to become more informed. But now that I've heard all of you speaking, I'm looking forward to using my time to relax a bit more and just be. That sounds sweet too. So thank you for listening.
Thanks, Zara. And Jeff, are you next?
You're fine.
So I've been enjoying time too. I've actually been pretty blessed at work because I'm actually getting paid more and I have to be there less. So I used to work 5 days a week and get 2 days off. Now I work 4 days a week and get 3 days off. And so that's been really good. And a lot of the management has been staying at home and working from home. So it's been a lot more peaceful at work. And it's been giving me the opportunity to share and teach some of the younger kids there some of the stuff that I've acquired, knowledge I've acquired over the years. Because I don't know, in today's workforce, most people, if they got 5 years in a place, they're pretty high seniority anymore. And like I've been there for 32 years, so that kind of gives you a graph of the difference in knowledge between me and a lot of the people that work there. So it blesses me to be able to give and share with people at work. And I liked it so much. And I've also seen where other people have been suffering from this. I mean, we're fortunate enough that we're actually thriving by this, where a lot of people aren't. Like Carol, she had some issues with her teeth. And you wouldn't think it would be so hard to get to the dentist. But I had to take yesterday off to take her an hour and 15 minute drive away to be able to get her teeth fixed. Uh-huh. And, you know, and there's lots of people, I think I understand that there's like maybe up to 40% of people are without work in this country, which is, you know, that's terrible. But it's given me that extra time. And I like the time so much that I actually have put in for a day off each of the next for the next month, so I'm only working 3 days a week instead of four now. So I got more time to reflect on stuff and maybe get some stuff done around here, because we'd like to get a garden going and do some stuff around here. And I've been procrastinating a long time about building another wand or a staff, and maybe I can have the time to utilize that to do that now. I need to go to talk to some trees out there and and find a tree that's willing to work with me. So, but anyhow, I've been enjoying that extra time and enjoying the time we've had with our family, with our boys that have been staying here with us. So at any rate, it's been a pretty good deal for us. So thank you.
Right on the money. Carol, do you want to go next?
Yeah. I sure will. So I was thinking about time, resources, how I'm using them. Not a whole bunch has changed for me. We live in the country. I'm retired. The one thing that has changed positively for me is there's more online classes coming up. I mean, I've done Megan's astrology. We're doing some more astrology. I've been doing Hebrew. I also, Megan, kind of sent me this little thing from Tigrilla from Dom and Her, who works with plants and is amazing. And that's an area I've always been interested in. So it's like a time to delve into that too, like my communication with plants and animals. And she's just got so much knowledge and wisdom that I'm learning a lot from her. So it's opening up all those avenues for me too. And she might not be doing these online if it wasn't also for them being, you know, stay at home place. She might be traveling to do them. So lucky me, you know, because it's hard for me to travel, so I get to do all this stuff. And so I'm enjoying that. Sadly, I was kind of waylaid with my teeth. I ended up with two root canals in my teeth, gotten done yesterday. I've had it for about a week and a half, where my teeth have been in such pain, and then they gave me an antibiotic that I was allergic to, so I got blisters all over my face, and my face swelled up, and my eyes swelled up, and in places you don't even want to mention, and it's like, it's like horrible. But the funny thing was when I was taking it, I thought it was from my face, you know, that it was swelling and stuff because of my teeth. But one day I just looked at that pill and I went, no, I'm not taking you anymore. And I just put it away and I didn't really say anything. I just refused to take him for the last day and a half. And it started to go away. And I looked up, you know, online, the reactions to that pill, and that's what I had. So it really taught me a lot about intuition too, listening to my body, listening to what my body says. They're telling me to take it. My left brain's going, you need to take it. And my body's going, no, don't touch that. So it was really intriguing to see my intuition working in that way. I am both learning more how to relax. I will say that I've always kind of been raised where I've always been anxious and always kind of hop to. And something I noticed lately, like when Jeff and I will get out somewhere, is like the other day, he was behind me in a cart and I turn around and I almost rammed into him. And I said, why were you there? And he said, well, I was just standing here. And then I was in that store the other day. And the same thing kind of happened where I found myself running around because I thought Jeff needed me. You know, he needed me there right away. I hear it. Yep. Do I hear the buzzer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I went on too far.
Finish your thought.
So what I learned was I really realized, I looked at him and I said, you're not concerned, right? You're okay, aren't you? I mean, I'm always worrying about everybody and am I doing it right? Am I okay? And I went, please help remind me of that, you know, that I can slow down. I don't have to run through the grocery store to make sure somebody's not waiting for me or, you know, whatever, that I can slow down. And it's up to other people to deal with it. But most people really, they're not thinking that, you know, that I'm, yeah, they're not thinking that. It's in my own projection. So I'm learning a lot of things. I'm mastering a lot of things in my life.
All right. Well, well done. Thank you. Felicia, I believe you're next. Would you like to share? Thank you.
Blessings. Good to see everybody. So I guess I'm sort of reminded of a phone call that Megan and I had on Thursday, and it was March 19th, and I was really symptomatic at that point. So I was sick off and on for like 5 weeks. So what Megan said in a healing meditation that day was to tap into my purpose, or at least that's what I remember. You could have said it totally different, Megan, but that's how I heard it. It was really key for me to key back in to my purpose. And my happy place is ministry and is serving. And so that's where my time and energy has been, as well as taking care of myself, which, by the way, I'm physically totally fine, feeling great. So yay. And there was such a process with that, you know, so like when people were really feeling like a lot of fear for like an impending kind of doom, I was already kind of in it. So that's where, you know, my focus was just sort of watching things move through me, feeling the collective, feeling my own personal thing around mortality and coming for, you know, full line or full front, whatever with that. Whoops. Hello. I'm throwing chocolate around. But going back to, you know, just where my time and energy has been with the congregants and, really coming back to the thing of what are the needs of the people? And so, and asking them, you know, what do they need? So what has been really fascinating is that there's a whole community directory now. All the Revolutionaries of Love, that's the name of the ministry, Revolution of Love. There's folks that are available for food delivery. There's people that are available for prayer calls. Even one person, she writes comedy. And she said, I can, you know, if anybody needs me to like read them some comedy, I'm available for that. So there's been very practical measures that have been taken to community build and
to kind of sit back and see that this has happened has been really wonderful. So, and we have a call at 7 o'clock tonight too. So, I guess that's sort of it. I have a little bit of a tug of war really quick. I have a little bit of a tug of war that, you know, I'm sitting in this beautiful place and some of my congregants are really struggling and really afraid financially. And, that's hard. I'm upset that I'm an activist, so it's a little upsetting that I'm not out on the streets, like with friends of mine, colleagues of mine that are, you know, serving the unhoused. But this is where I need to be right now, is just indoors. And I feel that. So it's all good. I'm trusting the process and I'm grateful.
Thanks, Felicia.
Thank you. Hold on, Jim, just a second. That whole concept of allowing is something that's coming up for everyone that we know, everyone that we talk to, is just allowing whatever is and then building on what you're saying, Carol, about trusting your own intuition and discernment. You know, that's allowing what is to be, and then using our own mastery in terms of decision making. So thank you everybody so far. Jim? Yes.
I just wanted to close the loop on my nephew. He had a heart issue that has been dealt with. He was not coronavirus infested and he's due to be discharged tomorrow.
Thank you for closing that loop. Yeah. Would you like to share?
I'm just going to share very quickly that I'm spending my time cleaning my house and garage and doing what I love, which is gathering community around and teaching and sharing and learning. So that's what I've been doing, having fun. Thank you.
Okay. Well, and in between all of that, we're working on bringing through the second iteration of the Virtual Journey of Mastery for Age Future today. And as we're co-designing it with the council, we're also taking the journey, and it's a whopper. I'll tell you, it's a workout. So we've got all these multiple layer kinds of things going on and working on our own stuff as we're doing all this other stuff. And then the energies in the house are moving dramatically, and that's freeing up a lot of possibilities for everybody in the home as well as affiliated with the home. And it's probably going to touch your lives somehow. You know about the butterfly shakes its wings or flaps its wings and there's a volcano that goes off somewhere else. So may it be a positive ripple coming out of this epicenter, because I'll tell you, there's lots of stuff going on. It's really and the work with the council has just gotten so big. We had a meditation the other night most of you were there for that, with Gaia, that other people are listening to, and they're writing and saying that they've just been moved to tears by that energy. And you knew that I was crying at the end of that. Some of you asked me what was going on in my body, what was happening, to close the loop on that. It was the juxtaposition between the really intense humility that I was feeling, being honored to bring her through in a field of love that we had created, that's bigger than I can do on my own, right? So she's come through me before when I'm holding the field. All of us were holding the field. So the magnificence of what she could bring through was multiplied times, I don't know, 12, 12 to the thousand. And then, so it was that humility that I felt, and then that unconditional love that I'm familiar with, times 12 to the thousand. And it was just like, whoa, does it ever need to get any better than this? No, I'll tell you, it doesn't for me. So thank you for being who you are and loving the earth as you do and being here in community so that we can have these moments. And I move to ask Stella if you would like to tell us how you're doing. We have 3 minutes left, and whatever time you use, great. And then we'll have a closing. So if you just want to pop in and say, I'm blah, blah, and
Yes, thank you. I've been playing with the idea of resourcing this week, with the word written R-E capital S-O-U-R-C-E, and seeing how to reconnect with all the ways that source energy shows up in our lives. And I've been offering a free call series as well. Tomorrow's session is all about collective dreaming, if anyone wants to pop on, though. So I'm not really advertising it. But as you've been speaking, earlier this week, Diane shared with me a practice that I think Elena had shared with her of lying on the ground with my heart on the ground. And I feel so much energy coming through the back of my heart and through my yoni right now. And it's just sort of like a burning and a heat and just an intensity coming through. But lying on the bed or on the ground, heart down, has been really helpful, and I've appreciated the energy in this space. So thank you for that. And I will write a more thoughtful response to the original question tomorrow.
Thank okay. you, Stella. Thank you, Stella. And just to clarify, Elena had shared a practice that she had heard from an Indigenous grandmother who said to lay belly button down. So the heart goes down too. Really, it's the umbilical cord connection to the earth that was the original practice. Yes, Elena, can you just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down on that? Okay. So let's just really honor everything and everyone who showed up today. Please close your eyes for just a moment here and envision yourself holding the hands of another master who's on this call. And then your other hand goes to the next circle of masters who are in a ring around us energetically. And they have one hand to this circle and another hand to another circle of masters connected to all of this wondrous insight and experience that we're gathering through these very strange times. And we can really give ourselves a lot of credit for choosing to navigate through these moments and through these opportunities in the ways that we are, because there are endless possibilities to how we could navigate, that we choose to navigate as masterfully as we do and as we are, is to our credit and also to credit of humanity, to the better parts of who we are as a species. So as you go through the days ahead and the weeks ahead, and we pop in to check in with each other next Wednesday night, hopefully everyone will be there. Let me know if you won't be. Take note this week of what you need in order for your mastery to be even more comfortable for you, even more resilient, even more sparkly, even more sweet and rich and warm and rewarding, and not just for you, for those that you love and those neighbors that you're getting to know and the strangers that you meet and humanity at large, as well as the non-human life on this planet and Gaia herself, of course. So what is it that you need? And what is it that you're able to give yourself out of what you need in order for all of that mastery to just keep deepening and broadening and enriching? And until we have the pleasure of meeting one another again in a week's time, go with blessings of every sort and love yourselves first and foremost. Love you very much. Thank you for coming.
Mwah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great to see everybody.